A lot of effective rhythms can be created on tabla by using only the nah stroke and the tin stroke. Here we have our first simple pattern from example 1. Now we'll add our bass tabla part. Notice the glissando and different pitches and the melody that's created from the bass tabla. It's created by the pitch being bent with the wrist of the hand as the skin is struck. Now we can begin to look at a few different patterns, still only using the nah and the tin stroke. The next stroke we'll begin using on the high tabla is the closed nah stroke. It's created by the finger staying on the skin after being struck. This is a really effective sound in tabla playing. Next we'll add the open tun stroke. This is a great sound that really pops out of mixes when you use tabla in recordings. Notice how we're using a lot of different bass patterns as well. This is all covered in the tutorial. We can move on to some slightly faster patterns. This again is not utilising a massive number of strokes on the drums. We then get to look at the fast rolling patterns that are played on the tabla called relas. Rela actually means rail in Indian. It's meant to imitate the sound of a fast moving train. It's very effective for fills and different things. This is probably the most challenging thing to replicate via MIDI and single hit samples. Now we can mix a little bit of the rela with a few different grooves and see where we go. Good luck, and email me on my website, www.petelockett.com, if you've got any questions.